Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Joining us today, we have a songwriting performing team, who are Wyatt Durrett and Mel Washington, and together they have collaborated on a brand new song, and the song has very social relevance to what's going on in the world today, certainly what's going on here in America today, and these guys have a vast history in the industry. And we'd like to welcome Wyatt and Mel to The Voice of America and to Border Crossings. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much for having us,
Larry. Thank you so much, Larry. Appreciate it.
It is a pleasure to have you guys. Now, so the combination of you two guys, I guess, Wyatt, you're really more in the songwriting area and Mel is in the performing, or how do you make the duo balance together?
I've been mostly a songwriter my entire career. I do perform some. I think Mel is kind of both, period, you know.
Mm-hmm. I would say that I have been a performer much longer than I've been a songwriter, but I feel like I'm still learning the ropes. And I've taken songwriting a lot more seriously in the last, I would say, 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And so, Wyatt, you have been writing in the country genre, I guess, and have had a considerable amount of success with 14 number one country hits. I read where your music has been nominated for Country Music Association awards, including the Song of the Year, Beautiful Crazy from Luke Combs, and some other hits along the way as well. So the new song that you've written with Mel, which is called Love Wins, tell me about how you had to adjust your songwriting, if at all, to create something that has a very social message to it.
As far as adjusting, I didn't really have to do, cause it, for me, it's always about the song and getting the song right, whether it's happy, sad, mad, or otherwise that day, you know what I mean? But, I did feel the need, you know, watching what happened with George Floyd and just watching just the divisiveness and everything going on. I was doing what everybody was doing, is doing. I think, you know, sitting there just going, what has happened? Like, how we let it get to this? How have things not changed enough? How are we not talking to each other? Nothing's getting solved, you know, kind of thing was what was going through my head. And the idea of love wins, just that thought, like maybe using love to be the thing to get us to the table, to have the conversations, to get to the real conversations we need to have, you know. So that was the idea. And then also just, I've always been I just love what I fell in love with about music was its power, and it's a power to connect and unite. And maybe one of the few things on this earth that we can all agree with, you know, music, whatever your taste of it is, and wanting to connect with people and do my part at least, or try to, and, spread that message kind of thing. And Mel and I have been writing together for about 2 years, and I wanted to have the conversation with Mel first, you know what I mean, and learn more and dig in more as a person, but then also, you know, use my gift and the power of music to maybe help in some way too.
This is Border Crossings, and I'm with Wyatt and Mel, who have put together a very important song, which we will be hearing on the show. But right now I'd like to get you guys to do something else for us, something that you put together. And if you could perform something else live, that would be wonderful.
Sure. Mel, you want to do one?
Sure. All
right. Sun's going down, painting in the sky. I'm getting lost in my baby's blue eyes. And I don't remember the last time I smiled, the last time I felt like I was doing just fine. I feel uneasy about the dust in my pocket. The world's going to hell on a rocket. Get so caught up in the lack of logic, life and pray. Lay all that. Gonna be world's going a headlong route. So caught up in lack of logic, life and brain. Lay all that down and get lost in the moment. Hold on to right now, so tight like I stole it. Cause I know tomorrow those wounds will be waiting on me. So tonight I'm just gonna be. The month of Sunday since one's been a Monday. Cause I ain't caught in. I've been uneasy about the dust in my pocket. I wanna leave this world on the back of a rocket. Get so caught up in the lack of logic life can bring. Lay all that down and get lost in a moment. Hold on right now, so tight like I stole it. Will be waiting on me. So tonight I'm just gonna be. I'm just gonna be.
Great sounding song. Great sounding song. And I'm very interested in the process, the writing process. I mean, it's, you know, not often you get. I get to talk to writers. I'm talking to performers all the time, but it's not often I get to talk to writers. So when you're writing a song for, and the song has its meaning and it's telling its story, do you write differently for a Luke Combs than you do for Mel? I mean, is the writing change? I mean, how does that affect the singer who's singing it? How does that affect what you write?
I mean, you may, if you're writing with an artist, you're kind of letting them take the lead because you want it to be theirs and feel like them. And you want them to believe what they're singing for sure. You know what I mean? So you are paying attention to that, but you also know that you've been brought in the room for a reason to put your stink on it, for lack of a better word or whatever.
Sure, sure.
But my thing has always been, the song. Like, if you're paying attention to who's going to listen to it and what they're going to think of it or any of those things, that then you might not be telling enough of the truth on that song kind of thing. And the other reason I think I do that a lot in my advice to a lot of songwriters is, you know, even as somebody who's had my success, 98% of my year is no. I write 200 and some songs a year. There might be three that one might get cut as a single, couple might make an album. So you're told no all the time. So if you're just not, you should just concentrate on the song that day, not the people in the room, and like get that little victory that day, get the song right, and everything else is out of your control kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it really is song that day. What does it need? What does it want? Is it reggae? Is it country? Is it whatever? You know, so it's always been about the song, you know. Mm-hmm.
So Mel, you come from a background, I don't think it's country. All Get Out, that's not, is that a country band?
Not at all.
No. So, I mean, how has this transition been for you? How have you, because I know this is a very important message in this song. So, I mean, tell me about how what you've done historically in your music relates to what your, you know, the new song is all about. It's from a musical standpoint. We'll talk about the message, but right now from a musical standpoint.
Sure. You know, my musical background stems back to, and I think this is true for a lot of musicians, it stems back to church. You know, that's where I cut my teeth learning how to play music. And I was raised in a home where we really only listened to like Southern gospel music or things like that. So I grew up hearing lots of harmonies, like 3 and 4 part harmonies. And that was always beautiful to me. And then as I became an adult, I got this really brilliant idea. Me and some buddies in our early 20s decided that we were going to start a band. Way to ruin your credit, by the way. But we we said, hey, let's start a rock and roll band. So we did that. And, but even that was, you know, we would, even though we were a rock band, when we were in the van on tour, we were listening to the Beatles and the Beach Boys. And, so I've always loved good stories and great harmonies. And, so as a guy in my mid thirties, I just started, I lived in Nashville a few years ago and I fell in love with country music and, so started writing it. And Wyatt and I have written, some songs together. And, you know, to the point that you were asking earlier, I will say that normally when we write together, we're not thinking about who is going to perform the song. We don't even really know that at the time, but this was one that we really felt like we needed to write for ourselves. And so that we kind of wrote it differently. I think that would be the one exception is we had the end product in mind as we were writing the.
For sure. Yeah, that was the different thing for sure. Like we knew what we wanted to get across for sure. And we wanted to walk a very fine line of not letting the song be divisive in any way, not let any side be able to grab a hold of it and point a finger or anything like that. We wanted to keep it above the fray about love. We kind of had the vision of the video at the same time. It was kind of an entire piece. We wanted it to look like a conversation, feel like a conversation, feel vulnerable. The way everybody's feeling right now, scared, afraid, mad, confused, questions of what's going to happen next. You know, we wanted to portray the human condition with all of it too. So it was very pointed on this one for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Wyatt and Mel, who are joining us on Border Crossings today. Would you guys do another song for us? Love to hear some new music, some other stuff.
Sure. Would love to.
Day starts with a call, ends with a white tape. Never getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. Then she gets that call, look in her eye. It kind of scares me, the way that she drives. Wow. She drives me. Beautiful.
Wow, that's a great song. I really, really enjoy that. You guys have a great sound and a great mix together. You have great chemistry. I mean, Love Wins is the perfect song at the appropriate time. And it certainly resonates. So tell me, you know, as you're sitting and writing this song, what are the emotions you're feeling, Mel? And what are the emotions you're trying to convey, Wyatt, in this song? You talk about love and how love is the prevailing factor, but we're dealing with something that's been going on for hundreds of years. So, I mean, it's quite a strong message.
Yeah, I think just as Wyatt said earlier, we all are feeling the same emotions, maybe through the lens of different experiences. So I am feeling frustrated and, you know, Wyatt's feeling frustrated, and we might not even be frustrated about exactly the same thing, but I think we were all at a point where we were like, how is this still happening? Why is this still going on? And for some people, they're asking that question about black men being murdered by police in our country. Other people are talking about systemic racism as a whole. Other people are talking about protests and riots and things like that. Like, people are frustrated about different things, but we're all frustrated. And so, unfortunately, what happens with that frustration in this day and age is people get on their computers or on their phones and they yell at each other on Facebook, and there's no healing that comes from that. It only drives us further and further apart. And so we knew that we had a range of emotions, frustration, anger, sad, whatever it was, but it's like, what can we do with those emotions that brings about some sort of healing for individuals and then for groups of people at large? So, we felt like the only way to do that was to lead with love.
If you guys wouldn't mind, I'd love to hear, you know, you do the new song. So if you guys would do Love Wins, that would be wonderful.
Sure. We can do that.
Tear down everything that ever hurt you.
talk to you. Gonna shout out loud, the dark is what we're gonna do. No wind, no mist. This is right now, no wind. You gotta lay down, hey, the chains for you.
I mean, that says it all. That's a tackling a very, very big subject, for sure. I mean, you know, it's for people of all colors and all races get affected by what's been going on. And is there a plan to further the theme? Are you going to make an album of songs about social injustices? Or what is the thought behind? Is this just a single project? What's the future for you guys, for Wyatt and Mill?
You know, we've talked about writing something else, like an answer or an answer is the word, like another song regarding this stuff.
Yeah.
Like we write all the time. We wrote another song yesterday that, you know, we that's what we do is write songs. But, I wouldn't say an album. I mean, this one, we just, you know, we felt the need to do this, you know what I mean? And push this message for sure. As far as rest, I kind of think it's what happens tomorrow kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, Ollie, that's something
keep pushing this message, you know.
Yeah, I think we are focused on this and we are pouring our energy and with a great team, by the way, into making sure that people hear this. now, will there be another song? I mean, the songs just kind of come, you know, that song was mostly written from the conversation that we had. And we continue to have conversations.
Sure.
And so.
And that's been the fun thing too, like people coming to me and saying, thank you. You started a conversation within my family. You started a conversation with friends. That's kind of that's the goal on a professional level is continuing to do that.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys, what do you hope to achieve from this song? So you kind of touched on that. You want people to start the discussion.
It'll spark conversation, but the right kind of conversation, like people listening to each other, leading with love. Like that's one of the things we talked about, like at the passage at the beginning of our video, you know, love encompasses a lot of words. You know what I mean? It's about grace. It's about forgiveness. It's about listening. It's about you know, love does not hold grudges. It does not envy. It's all those things. So maybe the biggest thing is, like Mel said, keeping in mind when you get to the table to have the conversation, don't let it get to a place where people are screaming and nothing is said. You know what I mean? Choose to listen. Choose to have a little grace. Choose to forgive. Choose to know that you might not know where this person's coming. You might know what their belief is, but you might not know why and how they got to that point. And that might be an eye-opening thing for you. You know, okay, maybe I didn't understand enough.
Tell me about the way that people can get the single. If they want to buy it, if they want to buy an album, what do they have to do? Where do they go?
Sure. My page, WyattDurrett.com is my website. And then just my social media is WyattDurrett, on Instagram and, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on Facebook, I'm Mel Washington Music, Instagram, Mel Washington, Twitter, Mel Washington. And like Wyatt said, there are links to Love Wins on all of those places. So you can find the video there and download the song, stream the song.
Thank you so much for joining us. This program is being broadcast, you know, in 100 different countries around the world. So this is an issue that's not only exclusive to us here in America, at different levels, you know, it's affecting other countries as well. So this is a very timely song and a timely message from you guys. Well, I appreciate you guys being on the show so much. Thank you for bringing your message to us. It's Wyatt and Mel. Thank you guys for joining us here on Border Crossings.
Larry, thank you for having us.
Yes, we really appreciate you helping us get this message out, man.
The name of the song is Love Wins. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings.